Joe Duras is one of the garden leaders who helped organize the old Oakland Community Garden. He's also active with his neighborhood association. He's on the other end of our line. Joe, how are you?
Great, Tony. Great. Good morning.
Before we start talking about those two topics, just want to get your take as a citizen. What do you think about the proposal for a casino in downtown Lansing?
You touched on kind of an interesting point. I had a lot of conversations this past weekend about the casino. And, you know, really, I get kind of a mixed bag of opinions from the folks that I talk to. My personal opinion is I think that, you know, for downtown, I think that there are better ways to go. I mean, I think that there are other ways to maybe create jobs, and there might even be other methods that we could use to fund the Lansing Promise educational funds, too. I think that, you know, a lot of the methods that were maybe used to kind of hammer out the contract and stuff weren't entirely clear to me. But I think that, you know, I talked a lot with our city councilwoman for the 4th Ward, Jessica Yurko, about it and got a lot of good feedback from her. And you know, I was glad that she kind of was the lone voice of dissent on the council that vote that day. So, you know, I think that Lansing could do a lot better than just a casino. I think that we can become kind of a more active, vibrant town without it.
Do you think that issue should have been put before the people with a vote?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think especially on things that are really, I mean, from what I understand, very clearly kind of split, I think, in the city. And from what I understand, a lot of people outside of the city were very much in favor of it. But a lot of folks downtown were not so much in favor of it. So I think that that's the kind of thing that it would be really good if you could put that in front of the citizens for a vote directly instead of just handling it through the council.
The millage, the first time that the local government asked you to increase or to pay that millage so that they could give more money to law enforcement, how'd you vote?
The first time,
yeah.
I voted actually no.
And the second time, how'd you vote?
And the second time, I actually voted yes. I did that only after actually talking to, again, I've communicated pretty frequently with my councilwoman. I'm sure she's probably a little tired of hearing it from me. But I communicated pretty frequently with Jessica Yurko, and I really kind of dug into the issue, read a lot about it. And I think that there were parts of it that I really kind of had an issue with, especially when it comes down to the wording, like that the city can use the money for other essential services. I think that that's a little bit of kind of a vagary that gets built into the wording of a law that, you know, it makes it so that they can really use the money for whatever they want. But when I talked to Jessica, she was very, very, I guess, reassuring that she would really fight to make sure that the money was used kind of specifically for its intended purposes, which would be, you know, police boots on the street, you know, kind of, or wheels on the ground, or however you want to say it, firefighters and road maintenance. And I think that that's worth it for the city because we do need to maintain that critical infrastructure if we want to be attractive to, you know, businesses and citizens. Maybe.
Well, the mayor thinks that some of those funds should be diverted to infrastructure and other needs for police. Do you believe that, or do you think that money, from your perspective, the way you voted, it should have been specifically for the police themselves, just for hiring them and paying their salary?
Yeah, sure. I think that the mayor's budget is it's interesting the way that money got used to do facilities development. From what I understand, it's to retrofit the armory downtown to kind of combine the north and the south precincts. And you know, the information that I haven't seen on that, Tony, kind of before I were to make a call on it, I guess is there an overall savings from the consolidation of the two precincts into the armory? If there is a savings there, then I think that needs to be spelled out a little bit more clearly for the citizens so that we can understand that, you know, maybe, yeah, we're going to spend the $300,000 out of this increased millage to retrofit this armory, but in the long run, maybe that's going to save us, you know, $500,000 a year or something like that from not having to run two facilities. And that information I haven't seen, and I've actually, I've talked to Jessica, and I plan on attending a few council meetings and seeing if I can get kind of information about that. Because I think if you can offset the cost that way, I think that it's a net savings. And I think that that's a great thing. Assuming then that those savings go to put more more police on the streets.
Joe, tell me about the Garden Project and the Old Oakland Community Garden.
Well, so our neighborhood association, the Old Oakland Neighborhood Association, and we're up kind of between Willow and Oakland and Stanley Street and Kaywood in on the west side of Lansing. So we've talked about a community garden in our informal neighborhood groups for probably close to 3 years. And it was a meeting last fall when we were all kind of sitting out in our park in Dunaback Park, and somebody brought up the issue of a community garden again. And I think at that point, you know, we had a few kind of critical leaders involved, and we said, hey, this is something that we've talked about. Let's make this a reality. And we saw that there were a few things that we needed to get there. One of them would be that we would need to have maybe a little bit more formal organizational structure. So we've worked in the past couple months to reform our neighborhood association. And then the other thing would be that we would need maybe some information about resources, you know, gardening techniques and tips and all that stuff. And for that, we actually went to the Greater Lansing Food Bank's Garden Project. They have a program that's called the Garden Leader Training. And the Garden Project operates about 90 gardens around the Tri-County area. They help basically find resources for those gardeners. So we went to this training, myself and four other residents from our neighborhood, and, you know, learned basically about, you know, where do we get seeds, where do we get soil, how do you build a raised bed, how do you get people to really interact and stay committed to the garden once it's created. So there was a little bit of leadership training that came along with that. And, you know, it culminated this past weekend in really, Tony, it was a great day. I think everybody was a little concerned we were going to get rained on. But, you know, the sun actually came out at one point, and we had probably close to 50 volunteers in Dunaback Park on the west side. And we were able to move 40 cubic yards of mulch and 30 cubic yards of compost and build and install 40 raised beds. And so far we have about 23 individual residents in our neighborhood that are signed up for the garden. And we've got that accounts for about 18 households, which is close to 10% of the neighborhood. So, you know, we've got this really great kind of community meeting place now in the park, and you know, we're all itching and excited to get plants on the ground, I think. And what we're realizing now that the infrastructure is all there for the park or for the garden, we're realizing that there's a lot of work ahead of us still.
What are you gonna grow?
We got a plan to do a common plot that's not in a raised bed. So we've got about a 30-by-30-foot area where we're going to do corn and pole beans and squash. We're going to do some bigger stuff like pumpkins for kids to harvest this fall. Maybe grow some melons, some stuff that takes up a little bit more space. And then each individual gardener gets to pick out what's in their raised bed plots. So you know, myself, I'm a big salsa guy, so I think I'm going to kind of work on growing some salsa peppers, maybe some tomatillos and some tomatoes. But you know, I get a little into the gardening, so I might actually do some rotation stuff and start out with some radishes and some lettuce here when it's still a little bit cooler, and then move into those peppers and tomatoes.
So. All right, James and I are big salsa guys, so we'll sample that just to make sure it's safe for consumption.
All right. I'd be happy to share.
All right, Joe. We will stay in touch with you to see how the garden goes. Thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, great. Thanks a lot, Tony.